Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk. All right, you ready?
All set.
All right.
Broadcasting from Cincinnati,
you're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. All the news from the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Morda.
And we are live. Welcome to the Ringside Reporter Show, where we talk about the latest boxing news. If it's related to boxing, we'll talk about it here. My name is Eric Lorta, and I'm here with my co-host, Joe Habib. We got a great show for you today, and if you want to call in, 323-870-3857. And tonight, we're going to be talking about Canelo versus Triple G, the third match, the third time, man. Who wins? We'll break it all down for you and let you know. But first, we're going to get started with the weekend that wasn't. Clarissa Shields versus Savannah Marshall, canceled. Queen Elizabeth II passed away this week. This caused England to shut down all sporting events, all events this weekend, and that included Premier Soccer and Clarissa Shields, Savannah Marshall fight. I was fine for that because, quite honestly, I wasn't really interested in this fight anyway, Beeb. I know you were looking forward to it, and it probably ruined your weekend, but, you know, who cares? I mean, I'd rather they just postpone it indefinitely and not even have the fight, but that's just me, though. That's just me.
Please. Is this necessary?
I'm asking questions. I'm just saying how I felt about the situation,
Is this really necessary?
I think it is. I think it's more than necessary, actually.
I'm already necessary.
How about that?
I'm already depressed because, you know, shout out to the Queen. I mean, we have to give her her respects. You know?
Shout out to the Queen. Absolutely.
That
lady has been in power since, what, 1952?
Yes.
Can you imagine how much history she's been a part of through all those years, how much history she's seen, been a part of? It's amazing. It really is. And you know what? For them to shut down everything, I think that was very you have to, right? I mean, that's the honorable thing to do. You have to. Would you wanted the fight to go on? What's the matter with you?
No, I don't have a problem with the cancellation. I know.
Like,
I mean,
you
did. This is how we do things here, you know.
Lily Reyes says I was only 15 when she took over.
I mean, this is how we do things in our culture over here. Not everyone understands our culture, so, you know, it is what it is.
Our culture? Well, like you're in Britain.
Well, I spend, you know, I have dual citizenship, so, you know, I spend a lot of time over there, so.
Yeah, I hear that.
you have to understand how things are, I mean, please.
Fight Doctor is in the house. How about that? So, yeah, man, so when did this get rescheduled for, like, what, October 17th or October 15th or something like that?
October 15th, I believe.
That's the same day as the rematch with Haney and Kambosos, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Good luck drawing the ratings.
It's a busy day in sports.
There's another one. There's like three fights that day.
Yeah.
There's like two big fights, and then there's the Clarissa Shields fight.
They're all in different times, though.
Yeah. Well, I watched two of the three. So there you go.
Come on, Eric.
I say nothing, man. What?
This is a historic moment. Whole all-female card, man, for the boxing. We got Alicia Baumgartner.
Did you know, let me ask you a question, did you know the WNBA finals are going on right now? Neither did I. I had no idea. I didn't even know they still played basketball. Had no idea.
Why are you trying to conflate the two things?
I'm just saying.
Why are you trying to conflate?
Just saying.
Is that fair that you're trying to conflate the two things? Please?
I believe it is. I believe it is fair that I conflate them.
I think that's unjustifiable that you want to do that.
Yeah, Deontay Wilder is fighting on that day, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a pay-per-view card. Yeah, that's a pay-per-view card, yeah.
Which fight are you looking forward to the most on that day? I'm going to say the females.
Probably, you know what, I'm anxious to see how, I like the Haney Kambosos. I don't hate the Wilder-Hellenius fight. I might even buy that. I don't know. I might.
I'm not crazy about the Haney Kambosos fight, though.
I want to see how Haney handles that rematch. We know Haney's going to win. We know he's going to win handily. But I want to see how that goes down. I really do. I hope he can knock him out.
You want to see if Haney can kind of improve, like even make his performance better than the first time.
I do, because I think he needs a – I'd like to see him get a stoppage or a knockout or something like that. I'd like to see him put an exclamation point on this. But he really doesn't need to, because he put an exclamation point on it last time.
It was a very one-sided.
Bacon and Eggs says Triple G will win in our eyes, but he will get robbed. Yeah, that's right. Plant and Darrell are on that card as well, that Deontay Wilder card.
Yeah, that's a good fight, Plant versus Darrell. I like that fight.
G Funky says he can't stand the women's card either. There you go. I mean, it's right there in black and white. You see him in the chat.
G, please, man.
Right?
Don't entice
He's
this
smart.
Guy, man.
He's,
don't make
he
it worse.
He knows what's up. He knows
don't
what's
make it
up.
Worse, G. Don't
right.
Make
he
it
said
worse.
The women's card is the worst that night. I agree.
Please. He said it's the best. Look at him.
What?
Stop.
I didn't see that. I mean, he must have just like edited the post or something like that.
I didn't even look at it. I didn't even look at his comment. I was believing you. You stop with this manipulation today.
From boxing.
Well, there was some boxing this weekend. There was a YouTube card going on with some YouTubers on it, but then Adrian Peterson and Le'Veon Bell, two ex-football players, got into it, and apparently Le'Veon Bell knocked. Did you see the highlights of this?
I just saw the knockout.
He knocked him out. Le'Veon Bell knocked him out. That guy, his face just went like glassy. Just like, oh my goodness.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So what are you gonna do? You know, what are you gonna do? There's nothing there, man. So let's talk about the upcoming fights. And hey, guys, there's only one fight upcoming this weekend, and you know which one it is: Triple G and Canelo. Let me run down that card. September 17th on the Zone, Mexican Independence Day weekend. Canelo Alvarez versus Gennady Golovkin. Now this is going to be on pay-per-view, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst too. I can't believe they're putting this fight on pay-per-view.
The Zone pay-per-view.
I hate the Zone. Canelo Alvarez versus Triple G, 12 rounds. For the undisputed super middleweight championship, Alvarez got all four belts. Coming off a loss, but he's got all four belts. Jesse Bam Rodriguez versus Israel Gonzalez, 12 rounds for Rodriguez's WBC junior bantamweight title. Ali Akhmedov versus Gabe Rosado, 10 rounds super middleweights. Austin Williams versus Kieran Conway, 10 rounds middleweights. Diego Pacheco on the card versus Enrique Collazo, 10 rounds middleweights, and then there's a few others on there. I'm assuming you'll be able to see all the fights on DAZN. So Aaron Daly said he's most excited to see Bam Rodriguez. Bam Rodriguez is turning into, like, must-see TV. Am I wrong here? I mean, every time that guy fights, I'm tuning in, regardless.
Everyone's excited. Everyone's excited about Bam Rodriguez.
Yeah. I mean, that's insane, right? That guy can fight, man. He's, you know, and – what is he? He's coming down. Like, what he wanted? Isn't he going down in weight? Like, he couldn't fight like Estrada.
He's like one.
Yeah, he's like one weight class under or something like that. Yeah, that's crazy.
He doesn't want to fight his brother because his brother's at 115, so that's why he moved down to 112.
Yeah, that's still not bad though. All right, so Joe, let's break this down, man. Let's break this down. We got Triple G and Canelo, who wins how? Let me tell you this. This is what's odd about this whole thing. The first fight was in 2017, September 16th, 2017. The second fight was in a year later in 2018. 4 years later now, we get the rubber match. Let me ask you a question, because I don't know. Was there a big groundswell for a third fight here?
Well, DAZN, for some reason, always wanted this fight and still want this fight really bad. And they were just really persistent about trying to get Canelo and convince Canelo to take this fight. And, you know, they gave him a great deal, great short-term deal that he was pretty happy with, because he's not locked in now. I think he's got this fight plus one more. And, No, I think this is the last fight, right? Because he fought He fought Bivol.
Yeah.
And it's going to be this. He's got one more after this, right? He's got one more fight after this. He can do whatever he wants. But apparently this was a lucrative deal, this three-fight deal. And in order to get this deal, right, he had to concede to fight Golovkin. I still don't think he really wanted to fight Golovkin, but it was part of the package that was very lucrative, as I said. So that's why he's agreeing to it, you know. But, you know, hindsight's 20/20. I think when I look at it, as you said, I think we're in agreement on this one. We like to be what PBC had to offer with the Charlo fight and the Benavidez fight more so than these three fights, because now we're going to get Bivol, Golovkin, and Bivol again. And
You think he's going to fight Bivol again?
I don't think he's going to fight Bivol again. I think he's going to end up fighting someone else.
He's not going to fight Bivol again because Zerto is going to beat him.
Zerto's going to win. Yep. What I believe the third fight's going to be, and a lot of people are going to be very unhappy with this, it's going to be John Ryder in the UK.
Oh, jeez.
And nobody's going to be happy with that.
No, and that'll be on pay. That's going to be on pay because they're going to put him on pay.
Sure. You know, and then, again, I like Canelo. I think Canelo is good for the sport. He's a good representative of being the lead man in the sport of boxing, being the face of boxing. But I don't like this whole attitude when fighters in general are asked, oh, the fans want to see this, the fans want to see that. I hate the response of, I don't care what the fans want, I'll fight who I want. Because it's a slap in the face to the fans. You could at least say, well, you know, maybe that fight can happen down the road, but this is what's going on in the immediate future. I can take a look at that later. But to just close the door on these fights and just say these things, and I just don't like it when the fans shit on the fighters. They don't really have to kiss our ass. I understand that. And you know, to the fighters' credit, we want instant gratification, and they can't always give that to us, and I understand that. But I just hate when I don't care what the fans want. We're the ones who are buying the fucking pay-per-views, brother. You should care what we want.
You should. You absolutely should. That's why I tell you not to buy pay-per-views when they're just idiot pay-per-views.
Well,
like the Ortiz fight, like that Ortiz fight you bought.
I have a sickness. I mean, I don't like how you make fun of my issue.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to shame you. I'm trying to do you like old school. You know what I'm saying?
There's like three key components that me and my therapist go over every therapy session, and this pay-per-view one has been going on for a long time. It's one of the top of the list issues.
Maybe you should work on it more.
You sound just like her. She said the same thing to me.
Fight Doctor says Alvarez, Canelo Alvarez is a duck. Listen, I think you can call him a lot of things. I don't know that you can call him a duck, though, man. He's fought everybody and their mother, man. He's fought everybody. He's fought people that people have avoided, so I wouldn't call him a duck just because he wouldn't fight somebody on the PBC. So, I think that's
Is Ryder going to fight Munguia? I didn't hear that. Is that
I don't know.
Sign?
I haven't heard it. I haven't heard it.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah. All right, let's break this down, man. 4 years later, all right, I think Triple G won the first fight, and I think he won it pretty convincingly. I had it 116, 112. You could have had it 117, 111. I think Golovkin smashed him in that first fight. I don't even think that first fight was close. Second fight was a lot closer. In fact, I scored it a draw, but I had no problem with Canelo getting the decision. None. I could not make a case for Triple G winning that fight. I can make a case for Canelo winning the fight. I can make a case for a draw. I cannot make a case for Triple G winning that fight at all, period, end of story. That's just me, though. That's what I couldn't do. I couldn't justify that. Now, Beeb, you had Triple G winning the first one?
Both fights.
And you had him winning the second one.
You know, this is an interesting thing because a lot of people say I'm a Canelo hater, and I'm not. I think he's great for the sport.
Yeah.
I like him a lot. But I do find myself not always admiring his style, even though it's effective. In certain matchups, when he's fighting certain guys and the power isn't working for him, right, and the pressure isn't working for him, I think there's a lot of dead spots in these rounds that he takes off. And unlike Mayweather, because he does try to implement some of Mayweather's tactics and strategy, but the one thing that Mayweather had over him was he was a more accurate puncher. That's number one. And number two, when he made you miss, he made you pay. Alvarez will make you miss, but he won't always make you pay. And that's a problem. And because of that, sometimes people, you know, they like the quality over the quantity. But I find myself asking myself, is the quality that great and that high of standard where it's going to outweigh the quantity, especially in that second fight where I thought Golovkin was throwing a lot of very, very, not even just the second fight, both fights, I thought Golovkin's jab was incredible. And it wasn't just a regular jab. It was a hard jab that was actually snapping Canelo's head back.
Shotgun,
back.
Yeah, like a shotgun jabs, man.
Exactly. So, like I said, I just think there were times, especially in the first fight, where he'd be on the ropes and he would be making all those nice, pretty moves, slipping and sliding, but he wasn't countering. So, yeah, a lot of people had Canelo winning the second fight.
I had a draw. A lot of people had Canelo winning, and like I said, man, I don't, you know, if you had Canelo winning, yeah, I can make a case for that too. This was 4 years ago, and we thought, at least I thought, Triple G was on the slide back then after that second fight. But go back for a minute. I think the best I've ever seen Canelo is against Danny Jacobs. That fight against Danny Jacobs, when he had constant head movement, he boxed very well, and I think that's what he needs to go back to, not just his power gain. I think he needs to go back to his, you know, boxing. He needs to go back to the movement, you know, being hard to hit. Bivol didn't have any problems with him. You know, Bivol didn't have any problems laying his hands on him. So he needs to go back to that if he wants to fight Bivol. For Golovkin, if he fights this, in which I believe he will, as a pressure fight where he's going to come straight at Golovkin and they're going to fight this in a phone booth, I think he has no problems with him. I think he has absolutely zero problems with Triple G. But that's a big if, though.
You know, I want to give a shout-out to OG here on YouTube, Joe Calix, because he brought up something that we had a conversation. I think it was back in 2011 when the – I think it was 2011 or 2012-ish. I think it was 2012 when Pacquiao and Marquez fought for the third time. And that was after Marquez lost to Bradley. And everyone thought Marquez was done.
Lost.
And I picked Marquez to beat Bradley, and it's not Bradley. See, I picked Marquez to beat Pacquiao in the third fight. And Joe Calix was like, Steve, you know, I don't know what you're seeing here. Marquez is done. Marquez was like 40 at the time, right? Mm-hmm. He's old. You know, Pacquiao's going to destroy him. Then I said to Joe Calix, I said, Joe, I said, this matchup, for whatever reason, is just a bad style matchup for Pacquiao. He has a hard time with Marquez. They can fight 10 times, and 10 times it'll be a close fight and go either way. And ironically enough, I ended up being right in that third fight. But Joe Calix has taken that same logic that I presented to him back in 2012, and he's using it in this fight. He's saying, Steve, you know, you said that to me about Pacquiao Marquez, and I'm going to say the same thing to you about Golovkin and Canelo. We saw the first two fights, how close and competitive they were. This could just be the way these two styles match up. It's always going to be a competitive, hotly contested, close fight. And I think he's starting to convince me, because Canelo isn't getting any younger. He's starting to show a tad bit of wear and tear, a teeny, teeny, weeny bit of slippage himself. He's had some injuries. And I know everyone's saying Canelo is going to destroy Golovkin. You know, Golovkin was coming off the layoff against Murata. He had that little rough patch, but he finished strong. He came back, and he won in emphatic fashion. It was a beautiful knockout. And listening to Canelo talk, how emotional he is and how upset he is, he's saying how badly he wants to retire Golovkin, knock him out. And Golovkin's kind of cool, calm, and collective about the whole thing. Just another day at the office for him. He's got the experience. I'm thinking this is going to be a much, much, much more competitive fight than a lot of people are anticipating. And the odds makers may have gotten this one wrong. They could have gotten this one wrong.
-500, Canelo favorite. Yeah. That's big.
And they've been off. We've been seeing some upsets this year. You know, and even again, you know, that last week with Ruiz and Ortiz, everyone was saying Ruiz was going to destroy Ortiz. That was a competitive fight. I had it even in rounds. I had that fight 6-6 in rounds. And what won the fight for Ruiz, in my opinion, were the knockdowns, right?
Somebody in the chat mentioned that this is interesting. He says, does the weight hurt or help Triple G? They're fighting last two fights were take place at 160. 4 years later, they take place at 168.
How many times after a weigh-in have you texted me and said Triple G looks dry? He looks sunken in. After all these, he's getting up there in age. He's almost 40. I think he is 40, is he not?
I believe he is. I can double check that, but let me.
Yeah. I think the extra weight will probably be beneficial to Triple G. I think a
40.
Lot of people.
Yes, he's 40.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are not looking at that, and they're not taking into account that this is a guy who's fought at 160 for a long time, and he looks, like you said, looks really dry and sunken in at these weigh-ins at 160. This 168-pound jump might be beneficial, and that'd be very helpful to him, in my opinion. We'll see.
All right. So after he fought Alvarez for the second time, Golovkin went on. He fought Derevchenko. I thought he lost that fight.
I lost it too.
And he hasn't, to me anyway, he has not looked the same. Like I said, man, I told you guys I had Danny Jacobs winning that fight against Triple G. I thought he won that fight.
I thought he won too.
You know, didn't Marta Rosen give him – well, he put him down. I thought Marta Rosen rocked him or something like that. Somebody – maybe it was Camille Serzmata. So he's had a couple of good wins. The biggest win, though – was the Ryota Murata win, just in recent Golovkin memory anyway, was the Ryota Murata win. Because that was surprising. He handled him. That fight wasn't even close. I mean, Golovkin.
Yeah, I only gave Murata two rounds in that fight, but the two rounds that he won, like, one of the rounds, he really did hurt Triple G.
Yeah. I mean, and I tell you he, like I said, and this was in Japan, that was impressive. That was really impressive.
It was a big win.
But what would Canelo have done to Murata? He would have done the same thing.
Yeah, he would have done the same thing.
He would have done the same thing, no question.
He would have done the
same thing. Let's break it down, man. Okay, so 4 years later, after their first fight, who has the advantage here in speed? I mean, to me, Canelo has the speed advantage, had the speed advantage in both fights.
Canelo.
Triple G is older now. No reason to think he has, you know, that has changed. Advantage to me, Canelo. Let's go over the strength and the power, okay? In the first two fights, I gave Triple G this advantage. However, with Canelo moving up in weight, moving up to light heavyweight, coming back down at 168, where he's got all the belts now. He's been there for a minute. I got to give the edge here to Canelo.
In power or strength?
I'll do both.
I'm gonna say power and strength are just about even.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's close.
All right. As far as boxing ability goes, Triple G is a great boxer. I thought that he outboxed Canelo fairly easily in the first fight, but this is the same guy as 2017. Canelo has steadily gotten better. He's coming off a loss, but Triple G has definitely lost some steps. Triple G is a good boxer, but I don't know. For me, it's going to be a stamina issue with him. I don't know how long he's going to be able to hold off Canelo with that jab. You know what I mean? To me, it's going to be a stamina issue with him, especially if Canelo puts some pressure on him. And if he's smart, he'll do that.
I'm going to edge Golovkin in the boxing ability for a couple of reasons, because I think he's a little bit more versatile. Like, Canelo's not a great outside fighter. He's more of a mid-range to inside guy, whereas Golovkin can fight a little bit on the outside. He's got a very good – I think he's got a better jab than Canelo.
Okay.
I think he's got a better jab than Canelo. I think he throws
– That's fair.
Combinations. I think he's more of a combination puncher. He throws more volume than Canelo. I'm going to edge the boxing to Triple G. I think he's – like I said, I think he's more versatile.
Yeah.
I think he's more versatile. So I'm going to edge the boxing, but it's arguable. You can go the other way.
Yeah.
I don't know which way you're going on that.
Boxing ability, I've got to give the advantage to Canelo.
Yeah, I'm going to give that to Golovkin.
When I see all the tools in Canelo's toolbox, right, the movement, the Canelo that I saw against Danny Jacobs, all that movement and everything like that, I think he's got more ways to win.
He's a better counterpuncher. Well, they're both pretty decent counterpunchers, but Canelo's probably a better counterpuncher than Golovkin.
Yeah, and let me tell you what's going to happen. He's going to go to that body. Canelo loves to go to the body. And so they've got to be ready for it, especially a 40-year-old Triple G's body. I mean, he's going to have a hard time. He's going to me anyway, he could have a hard time with those body shots. The X factor in this whole thing, to me, is age. Going to be his age. And how's he going to deal with the pressure Canelo's going to put on him? I don't see Triple G hurting Canelo. I really don't. Can he outbox him? I don't think so. He did in 2017. That's 4 years ago, man. In 2022, I'm not so sure he can outbox Canelo. And Dale in Chi-Town says the body shots will be the key. I completely agree. That left hook to the body that he always throws, he always finds a way to land it. You know, even in the B-ball fight, he landed it a few times. You know, Louis Reyes says Triple G's body was weak versus Murata. It's one of those things, man. We've never seen Triple G in trouble prior to 2017. These last 4 years, we've seen him in trouble quite a few times. I don't think that, you know, I'll again, if it's a matchup issue like a Marquez Pacquiao, it'll be a fun fight. But if I'm looking at this on paper, I find I think Canelo will stop him late. I think Triple G, I think they both hate each other. And I think that keeps Triple G up for only a certain amount of time. I think this is one-sided fight. Triple G is too old. He's too slow to have a shot here against Canelo, man. This is a one-sided beatdown.
So you gave Canelo the advantage in every area, correct?
Every area.
I gave Golovkin
the advantage in boxing ability.
Just boxing ability. And I had two of them even. I had power and strength even.
Yeah. Speed definitely goes to Canelo.
And then the X factor, which is age.
Yeah.
So I gave Canelo a slight edge. You gave him an overwhelming edge.
Overwhelming. I
think the fight goes the distance, and I think it's another close decision. You think it's a blow-up. A lot of people agree with you. Joe Calix, shout out to him. He convinced me otherwise.
So who do you think wins?
I'm going to say Canelo wins. Canelo's going to win another 7-5 this week. But the gambler in me will put a small little wager on Golovkin. That's how close I think the fight is.
Louis Reyes, what happened to my Bengals? The refs happened to the Bengals. That's what happened. You saw that as well as I did. The refs screwed them again.
You put a gun to my head, Canelo wins this fight again 7-5.
7-5. All right.
I have a feeling that could be my –
So who's Calix picking? He's picking Canelo, too.
I think he's edging Canelo, if I'm not mistaken. But he's telling me that he wouldn't be surprised if an upset occurred.
I would be shocked.
If I know Calix, I have a feeling he's probably going to take the over because he thinks the fight goes a distance, and I agree with him. I don't think it's going to be a knockout. And I think he's going to probably straddle it with the Triple G. Him and I are probably going to bet the same here. We're going to take the over, and we're going to put a small wager on Golovkin with the upset.
Notorious, it was actually 6 turnovers for Burrow. All right, so, yeah, Roberto Flack is picking Canelo by a close decision as well. I don't know, man. I can't see it, man. I cannot see it, you know.
Can't see it.
No. And I, again, this is why I have so much trouble with this fight, this third fight that, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I hope it's competitive. I hope I see a great fight. I just don't see it. I don't see it, man.
I hope you're wrong, too, because
hey,
I don't want to paper a one-sided fight.
That's right. Somebody who's never wrong. 530, Robert.
I'm wrong a lot, Eric, unfortunately. Hey, guys.
Robert, what do you got?
I've got Canelo, and this is not going to the scorecards. Canelo's going to knock him out. This is
you heard
not
there,
going
Robbie
to,
ain't never
this,
wrong, son.
This is not going to the scorecards. Canelo's going to knock him out. What is the over and under on the round there, Joe?
I know Canelo's a 500, minus 500 favorite. I don't know what the on the money line he's minus 500.
Give me a second, Robbie. Keep talking, and I'm going to pull up the
Daily Chi-Town said, ask Corey Lee his pick after the fight.
Yeah.
Keep going,
hey,
keep going on with your analysis, and I'll give you that information shortly.
Okay. Dale, you're absolutely right about Corey. But, no, seriously, guys, you know me. I've been the biggest Triple G fan of all time. But I've watched all of his fights after he fought Canelo. And I don't like what I see, man. I really don't like what I see.
You're a fair weather fan, that's what it is.
One of the ways he's going to get a knockout here, keep going to the body. Triple G does not like body shots. If you remember the Murata fight in April.
To be fair, nobody likes body shots.
Yeah, that's true, Eric. But in the Murata fight in April, the two rounds that Murata won, or both rounds that he actually went to the body, why he went away from that, I have no idea. He's 40 years old. I don't think he'll have the stamina to stay with Canelo. I think this is going to be a knockout, and I think Canelo wins it. Go ahead, Joe.
So the over-under is 10.5. Interestingly enough, the under is a plus one. The under is a plus 160. The over is a minus 200.
Wow.
Even the odds makers are edging that this is going to go the distance. Canelo Alvarez is a minus 600. He's a plus 400. Gennady Golovkin is a plus 400. Let's take a quick look at these prop bets here. Canelo Alvarez to win by knockout is a plus 155. Canelo Alvarez to win by decision he's a plus 115.
Okay.
So you can get some good odds if you bet Canelo. So I would take the over. Well, the over is like minus 200.
So Canelo to win is minus 500. So these are the prop bets. So they have to go to a decision.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Golovkin to win by decision is a plus 675. And Golovkin to win by KO is a plus 775. This is what I would do. I would take Canelo Alvarez to win by decision at a plus 115, and then I would throw put a little sprinkle on Golovkin to win straight up at a plus 400. It's a good straddle for yourself. I don't think. I mean, Canelo could knock him out, but I don't know, man. He couldn't knock him out in the first two fights. I don't know if he's going to do it this time.
But he's 40
four
years
years
old.
Later,
he,
B. He's 40.
He's 40 years old.
Yeah, but again, you guys keep throwing that number around. I mean,
it's not like he's Bernard Hopkins here, man.
You don't know that, man.
We do because we've seen the evidence.
No.
Well, here's
we've
the problem.
Seen the evidence,
you remember Bernard Hopkins had that real shaky fight against Joe Calzaghe?
Yeah.
Everyone
yeah.
was like, oh, maybe
yeah.
he should retire. Then he had a great fight against Pascal.
Yeah,
again,
Tarver,
styles make fights.
Yes.
I've been trying to tell you that for years, Robbie. You haven't learned. You're about 70 right now, and you still haven't picked up on this.
G-Style, thank you so much. He said, Triple G's slower reflexes will allow Canelo to load his punches more. He'll stop Triple G. I agree.
And after Canelo wins this fight, the one I want to see to get a shot with him is David Benavidez. He deserves a title shot.
Why does he deserve a title shot? He's not even at 168. Is he?
Yeah,
or did he go to?
Yeah,
he is at 168. 168. He didn't
yeah.
go to 175, did he?
No,
he didn't go to
not.
175.
I'm thinking of Ramirez.
Yeah. Well, Gilberto is
okay,
going to take that title from.
Robbie distracted you.
Gilberto is going to take that title from B-Ball. That's going to be an easy win.
Oh man, I was saying that a long time ago. I've been saying that forever.
Well, Eric, you happen to be right about it. Gilberto is finally going to get a
right.
title at 175, and hopefully when his contract runs out with Golden Boy, he goes to a real promoter.
Mm.
Take it easy, Mark.
Wow, that's rough. That is rough. Brian, the boxing brain, says Nevada needs a Kazakh judge to even things out. Brian, I'm going to tell you this. They could have three Kazakh judges. It ain't going to matter. That's why it's going to be well out of hand after the fifth round.
The judges are going to get paid for a good easy night because they won't have to worry about scoring very much. It won't go the distance.
Wow.
Oh,
that's
Robbie,
disrespectful.
Please.
Wow.
Please, Robbie.
Jeez.
I mean, you've been shitting on Triple G for the last 4 years all of a sudden, man. You've really jumped off his bandwagon.
40 years old, B. That's all I can tell you. His reflexes
are bad. Wow. Yeah, I would agree with that. I don't think his reflexes are where they were. Were you surprised, though, that he beat Murata in the fashion he did?
Absolutely I was, because Murata went away from what was working. He went away from going to – if he would have kept going to the body, Eric, he might have stopped Triple G. I mean –
Yeah, but don't you think Triple G had something to do with that, though?
Did you ever think Triple G made an adjustment, Robbie?
Right.
Well, yeah.
What do you think
sure
Murata said? Hey, I'm just going to stop doing what was working.
Body, right.
I'm just going to stop doing what was working.
No, well, no, you're right, Joe. Triple G didn't make an adjustment. But, see, that's why there's that's why there's levels to this game. Canelo Alvarez is levels above Murata.
Yeah, but we were all surprised. We thought Murata was going to beat them, you know, or at least going to put up a bigger, better fight than he did.
Hometown advantage, and he threw it away, man. He threw it away.
Home country advantage.
Yeah. That's right.
He made you eat your words, Robbie. He made you eat your words in that fight.
I know.
He said he was done, but he proved you wrong.
Yeah, by the way, October 15th, that's turned out to be a crazy day, man. Three fights on the same day? Jeez.
Well, we got two fights on that day. We got Haney and Kambosos, and we got Deontay Wilder and Helenius. Those are two good cards, man.
Yeah, you're forgetting about London. You can't do that, Eric.
I didn't forget about anything. We got two legitimate fights here. One's going, 12 3-minute rounds. The other one's going 10 2-minute rounds to crown champion, I guess.
I've been
please
all
stop
over
diminishing
that
the women's boxing, Eric. Please.
Did I say anything that was unfactual?
No, but I've been all over that train for decades, Eric. Women, if you want to fight, and I have no problem with females fighters, but fight under the same rules. 3-minute rounds and your title.
Robbie, stop slobber knobbing him right now, please.
Slobber knobbing.
What, you've been watching?
Go grab a handkerchief and wipe your mouth, Robbie, please.
There you go.
It's getting ridiculous now. Go clean your mouth off, Robbie, please.
Oh, that's messed
hey,
up.
Hey, I got to make him feel better. His Bengals threw away a game today. So.
They sure did. I tell you what, man, they had six turnovers. Burrow had five interceptions, one fumble.
And,
it was ridiculous,
and Eric, they spent
they
a lot of money.
Won. And they almost won.
Eric, they spent a lot of money on that offensive line, and it didn't do them any good. If your quarterback gets hurt, your season is over.
Yeah, you know what, though? That offensive line hadn't played at all. They didn't play them in the preseason or anything like that. I think that was a big mistake.
Yeah,
so,
I do,
and
too.
A couple of those sacks, a lot of those sacks, I would say about 50% of those sacks were Burrow's issue. He hung on to the ball way too long.
Yeah,
way
I know.
Too long. You can't hang on to it that long. He was hanging on to it like his money, son.
I'm currently having the same kind of issues with my team right now because – Derek Carr is doing the same thing against the Chargers right now that Burrow did against the Steelers today.
First of all, you don't have a team. You have a different team every week. Stop. You're the biggest front runner in sports.
No, I bleed silver and black, Joe.
Triple G used to be your favorite fighter. Now you threw him in the trash bin.
40 years old.
Oh, that's not nice.
No one gave up on you when you turned 60, right? We still ride with you, don't we?
I'm only 57, B. Thanks a lot.
I rounded it up. What's the difference? You're closer to 60 than you are 21. Enough, please. When you go into Dunkin' Donuts, don't they give you a discount? Yes or no? Be honest.
God, no.
They give you a discount, Robert?
They don't even ask for the card, Robbie, because they just look at you.
Hell,
they say, hey, we're going to give
I don't even look my age. And if Eric wants to find out, he can FaceTime me. We both have iPhones.
Is this Tinder? I don't need to FaceTime you. Nobody's seen you.
No.
I can FaceTime you too. All you have to do is download the WhatsApp. I can FaceTime you too.
Yeah, right. All right, guys.
Stop trying to brag because you got an iPhone all of a sudden. Now you're cool because you have an iPhone.
I got Canelo in a knockout. See you guys later.
All right, man. Robert,
you out.
760-760, you're live.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? It's Brian. What's up with you, man?
Brian.
What's good?
There he is.
What's up with you? Oh, man.
There
I'm
he
just,
is, our favorite trucker.
I heard, man, I was listening to Rob. Rob's a Raider fan like me. I know he mad just like me right now. He always be losing, man. Shit. You gotta
yeah,
be
he's
a
Raiders fan this
Raider
week.
Fan. Okay.
Ask him what he is in 2 weeks. Guy's a fair weather fan. Don't listen to him.
Oh, man.
A fraud.
I hate it, man. Oh, man. We losing the opening week. But anyway, man, you guys talking about Triple G and Canelo. You know what I think? I think that Canelo is going to stop him.
Oh, geez.
I'm sorry to tell you that, Beav. I think it's going to be a stoppage. I think Canelo probably going to drop him with a body shot. Matter of fact,
yep.
I think what's going to happen. I think Triple G going to come out. He's going to use his jab. I mean, I don't think it's going to be no easy fight for Canelo, though. I mean, when you think about it, nobody is really – Triple G puts up a good fight with anybody. Anybody he fought has been a good fight, unless he just wipes them out. But for the most part, you know, Triple G, he gets down, man. So it's going to be a good fight, in my opinion. I think it's going to be a good scrap while it lasts. But I think Canelo is just going to go for that body, man. Once he starts going for that body, I think it's just going to, you know, the age factor and you know, Triple G don't have a good defensive, you know, abilities like that. He's mostly offensive. So being at that age, I think that, you know, once Canelo start breaking that body down, I think he can stop him. Probably in the 10th or 11th round. That's what I see.
I don't like that strategy. Canelo's going to load up on these shots. I mean, Triple G, he has a tenth of the reflexes that he had.
He doesn't.
3 years ago, he's going to see those shots coming.
I just think he's just going
to – He couldn't see him coming in the second fight.
He's just going to pick it.
Please.
I think he's just going to focus on his body. You know what I'm saying? Triple G might focus on the head shots, but Canelo just going to stay focusing on that body. And I think that's Triple G's weakness. At this age, that'll definitely be a weakness. But it's going to be tough still, you know, even going for the body, anything – it's going to be tough trying to get it in on Triple G. So it's going to be a tough fight still, but I just think it's going to be too much for Triple G at this age, man. They done aged him out. This guy is my age. Rob dissing the 40-year-olds, but I know how it is, man. And that's why I know the age will be a factor. It will.
Yeah.
You know, at this age, things don't work like how it used to, okay? It don't work like how it used to.
If I can get 10 years back, man, if I can get 10 years back, I'd be so happy right now, man. When I was in my prime,
I mean,
man,
trust me.
I had the honey dips over the house,
hey,
man.
But you know
37-year-old Beeb.
Hey.
Used to give them honey dips a workout.
Hey,
now
I
it's a couple pops and it's done, man. Shit.
Hey, Eric, I guarantee you Triple G wish he was a 30-year-old Triple G rather than a 40-year-old Triple G. You feel me?
Exactly, man. Well, he was 35 the first time they met.
This is going to be
enough with these hyperbolic statements, Brian, please.
I think this would be his last fight right here, to be honest with
you.
You
and Robbie want to make this so dramatic.
It's over with.
You and Robbie want to make this so dramatic. Like the sky is falling. It's the end of the world for Golovkin. Come on, guys. Please.
If he loses, he already said he's going to retire. He said this, B, not me. He the one that said
he's on his way
so
out, son.
Moves,
put a poll up.
Moves,
hey, B, put a poll up
does.
In the chat. Who wins the fight?
All right.
Yeah, put a poll up.
If you're going to twist my arm.
You know what's funny? You're even taking Canelo. It's not even like you're going for Triple G. You're taking Canelo. You're like giving him all these categories. Then take Canelo.
He's going for Canelo. That's what's funny about it.
Like
he's
nobody
going
was going to notice. You know what I mean? Like.
It's a pick.
Next
it's a pick'em fight. And I'm edging it to Canelo.
It's a pick 'em fight. He's favored by like minus 500 on the money line. That ain't no pick 'em fight, son.
These odds make us not the greatest.
Pick Canelo. We all
he's
pick
a 5-1.
I'm just picking him by stoppage. Okay, I'm picking him by the stoppage.
You want to go with the popular opinion. That's what you always do. You're a front runner too.
And if he stops him, he's going to retire Triple G. And it's all good. Triple G had a good career, man.
On,
he was
please.
Good for boxing. I love watching Triple G. I love watching the dude, man. Love watching him. But that's it. That's it. Just like this
that's
phone call. I know you're getting ready to hang up, Eric.
All right, Brian. It's been
hey,
good, man.
For
thanks for calling,
guys.
Man. We appreciate you.
All right. See you.
Brian, the boxing brain says these are top athletes you're talking about. How can you judge a man's heart? Listen, we're not judging a man's heart. I'm judging his skill. I don't care how much heart you have. It doesn't matter. When
I
you're,
got a lot of heart too, man. But
I got a lot of heart too, man. But I tell you what.
I ain't doing the same things I did 10 years ago.
I can't stand in front of Canelo, I'll tell you that. You know, I mean, yeah it doesn't.
I can go to a middle school right now, and there's 15-year-old banging me up, sweating, you know.
It's true. It's sad, though, man. It's true. No guys are strong anymore, man. D-Style, thank you so much. He said, no one's saying it's a pick'em. It's picking Triple G.
Pick'em fight, man.
No way.
It's a pick'em fight, brother.
410, Baltimore. You're live.
What's that? What's happening, guys?
What's happening, man?
Hey, all right, now. Yeah, man.
Don't tell me Canelo by knockout, please.
Well, you heard me talk about it last week, and I'm going to talk about it right here. I got plenty to say. Regarding them, the two fighters, skill for skill, they're basically dead even. Canelo is a bit sharper counterpuncher.
This guy's smart, man.
Golovkin probably has better infighting skills, but they're just slightly better. Other than that, and even that, they're almost dead even. That's why the two fights they had were basically dead even fights, because from a skill perspective, they're neck and neck. The key factor here is what you guys spoke about is Golovkin's age. Now, I didn't really see in his last fight where age has caught up to him. I know what to look for in a fighter when their age catches up, and did not see that. In fact, that fight
nice, smart,
against Ferrado. Yeah, it was fought at a very fast pace, and Golovkin's body was in excellent physical condition. He did to Murata what he does to pretty much everybody. He just kept beating on him until he beat him down. And Murata's a big middleweight. He was fighting in front of his hometown fans. He was fighting with all the heart that he could muster, and he's probably a lot better than what people think because he's Asian. We don't get to see him much. So he put up a hell of a fight, but I've seen from Golovkin what I've always seen from Golovkin. But some of the X factors that have brought this fight a little bit more intrigue is Canelo's coming off a loss, basically a one-sided loss from what I could see. And in that fight, his stamina was shit. He, by the third, fourth round, he was tired. And by his own admission, he got tired in the fight. And Canelo has had problems with that in the past. He seemed to overcome it to a degree. But in that fight against Bivol, he looked like shit. His stamina was bad. He was loading up on all of his punches, and that's what he'd done at super middleweight. The guys he fought at super middleweight, I'm not looking to belittle that accomplishment because he did have to fight the top guys and not just one guy to be undisputed. But I believe Golovkin beats those same fighters the same way Canelo did. But in those fights, Canelo really fell in love with his power. In those fights, especially against Plant, he loading up on the shots
genius.
The entire fight. Yeah. And against Bivol, he loading up the entire fight. the key factor in this fight Saturday is going to be if Golovkin hasn't turned the corner, it's a 50-50 fight, and either one could win. Most people picking Canelo simply because the judges, you have to think, are going to favor him in a close fight. So that's one reason why most people are picking Canelo, and, of course, Golovkin's age.
That's a big issue, though. And, I mean, do you think that – I disagree with you. I don't think Triple G would have beat those guys. I don't think Triple G would have beat those champions at 168.
You don't think
he's never fought
BJ
at 168.
Sanders. You don't think he could beat BJ Sanders or Plant? Yeah, see, I think he beats them the same way.
No.
I
don't think he beats Plant at all.
Pick him over both those guys.
You pick him over Plant? You pick him against Canelo?
Plant, there's no reason to.
I may pull the trigger. You keep egging me on. I'm pulling the trigger.
I'm just saying, man.
You want to let the beast out of the cage? I'll let.
You want to do a pie bet on this?
That's another. Let me say this also. Now that you brought it up,
I don't
want to
waste food anymore. I've turned over a new leaf on wasting food. I feel bad when I waste food because of inflation, a lot of people.
Because of inflation, I hear you on that, man.
I can't do pie bets because of inflation. I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry.
Well, let me add this: 168. In my opinion, that favors Gennady Golovkin, just because he hasn't fought above 160 doesn't mean that he couldn't have fought above 160. It's just he's always been, most of his career, a natural middleweight, and so he didn't really have to cut too much weight to make 160, and that's where he held the titles at. So really wasn't nothing to entice him, really, to move out of that division. And if you can comfortably make the weight, which Canelo couldn't any longer, it's reason to believe that, you know, to see why. But to me, at this point, you also got to factor in Canelo's been really busy. He's really busy fighting, coming off a loss, and Golovkin's kind of been preserving his older body. If that guy hasn't turned the corner, and that remains to be seen, I mean, because at his age, any given fight, a fighter can get in there at that age, and yeah, the reflexes are gone, they're just not the same fighter, and all that. But I didn't see that against Morata, like I said, and if he hasn't turned the corner, especially with Canelo coming off of that loss, you got to realize Canelo's got, 60 fights? He's got 60 professional fights. And, you know, even though he has an age advantage, I mean, that's a lot of fights already for a guy 32, 33 years old. And while Golovkin's been taking it easy and resting his older body, Canelo, it ain't like he's getting younger. He's been fighting a lot, and he's getting older, too. So, and now, like I say, coming off of that loss, you don't know how that might affect him mentally. I kind of feel like it might not affect him. He seems pretty strong mentally as a fighter, but you never know. You never know if he's that. And, I think it's going to be a hell of a fight. If I had to pick, I'd pick Canelo by decision. But I'm telling you, I wouldn't be surprised if it's another fight like the first two where it's almost impossible to say who won.
But you're picking Canelo.
It's a 7-5 fight for Canelo.
You're picking Canelo. Beeb's picking Canelo.
Yeah, I'm picking Canelo.
It's over. I mean, like I said, there's no way he's winning this fight.
No.
Nobody has taken Triple G.
Sir, let me ask you this, sir. Gennady Golovkin is a +400. He's a 4-1 underdog here. Would it be such a stretch to throw 50 on him at a +400?
No, not at all.
Yeah, that's a good bet. Would you
not
put 50
all.
On him?
This guy's a genius. He's a genius.
Yeah, I would, in fact. But what I'm telling you, the reason I'm picking Canelo is because of the gray areas. One being not knowing if at that age Golovkin has turned the corner. We just don't know that. If I had a better distinction about... Well, I don't know that. I didn't see that in his last fight. The age, to me, is a number. You could argue that maybe he has.
Right?
I mean, yeah, you could argue, but we don't know. We're going to have to wait and see, too, how that loss affected him.
Because he lost
but
against
like
Bivol,
the reason that
a
I'm picking,
world-class 175.
Five rounds against Caleb Plant. Caleb Plant didn't get knocked out. He could have pulled it off.
Caleb Plant was fading in that fight. He knocked him out.
He was fading in the fight.
He was gonna. He would have lost that fight anyway.
Plant was winning rounds, though. He was winning rounds.
Plant was winning rounds, but you got to count the knockdown.
Yeah, but
that
would have
been 2 points right there. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me say, I told you I'm picking Canelo if I had to pick because of the gray areas, the age, and I just don't think that Golovkin can win a decision against Canelo. He would have to dominate him 8-4, 9-3 to win a decision.
Let me ask you
this. It's not that I'm so confident that I think it's going to be a blowout or a stoppage. Not at all.
Here's the difference.
Let me ask you this, though. Let's just take the judges out of it for a minute, and let's just agree that they're going to be fair, because I think they will be. Let's just agree that they're going to be fair. Can Triple G win a decision with fair judges?
Yes.
Absolutely, if the judging's fair.
Yes, he can.
Especially
if
Canelo's stamina is what it was in the Bivol fight. If Canelo shows
up
with that stamina.
All we're trying to say is, we're picking Canelo, but we would not be shocked if Golovkin pulls this off. That's all we're saying. You, on the other hand, will probably fall off your chair if Golovkin wins.
I would be completely dumbfounded. Check this out. Now, check this out.
Yeah.
I would love to see Triple G win. I would. I like Triple G a lot. I would love to see him win.
Hate Triple G. You and Robbie hate Triple G.
I've got a Triple G shirt, son. Do you have one? No, you don't. You probably got an Alvarez shirt somewhere. But look, man, I think that I don't think that there's any way he pulls this off. None.
Well, why do you say that? What have you seen?
Just
what did you see in that?
Okay, well, I'll tell you why. Based on that last fight, the second fight they had, I thought Canelo did a great job. I scored it a draw. Like I said, I could not give the fight to Triple G. I couldn't make a case for Triple G winning that fight. I can make a case for Canelo winning the fight, but I had it a draw.
Right.
After what they've done there, Triple G, he goes up to 168, wins all these titles, goes up to 175, beats some people up there, gets beat.
He beat Kovalev.
All right. He beat Kovalev. He lost to Bivol. All right. So he comes back down. Again, he's the undisputed champion at 168. He's got acclimated to that weight. This is Triple G's first time at 168. You know, he's got to learn to carry that weight, too. He was getting gassed in that Murata fight. He was getting gassed in there. I thought Derevchenko beat him right after the Canelo fight, the second Canelo fight. We all thought Derevchenko won that fight.
I did.
You know what I mean? So, and at 40 years old, going up in weight, I don't think is going to help his cause, especially his stamina.
Yeah, I disagree with that. I think it's going to help him.
I disagree. I think it's going to help him, too.
I don't think it's going to help him at all, man. Real quick, Shy Tendencies, thank you so much. He said, heart says Triple G, but his head says Canelo. D-Style, thank you so much. He said, I want a real pick from a caller. Is he saying Canelo via robbery or Canelo via legitimate decision? That's a good – all right, there we go. So, yeah, that's a good point. Do you say Canelo via robbery or Canelo by a legitimate decision? Because you're picking Canelo as well.
Yeah, man, I'm going to be honest with you. If I was going to bet somebody – I would bet that Canelo wins the decision. I'd be guessing too much because of the reasons that I told you, you know.
Do you think that he wins it via robbery, or do you think Canelo just wins the decision?
With all the respect,
he's right. D-Style's right.
He's asking for too many specifics. Next, he's going to be asking the caller, what are the scorecards going to be? What do you predict the scorecards are going to be?
He's just asking a question. That's a legit question.
What rounds do you predict the judges are going to give Canelo? What rounds do you predict they're going to give Golovkin? I mean, we can't be that descriptive.
Well, I know this also.
There's no prop bet that says Canelo by robbery. We're just saying who's going to win.
I think
Canelo's going to win this fight 7-5, but Golovkin could pull it off.
But also there's this, and this has to be considered. You guys are boxing fans, and you know this, and you know this is true. Canelo Alvarez is 32. He's a cash cow. He's the current American cash cow in boxing. The promotion for this fight is his promotion primarily. So the judges are absolutely going to favor the cash cow. They're not going to want to give a 40-year-old fighter who's not nearly as popular the decision there. And it sucks that boxing's that way, but that's why I'm not making a stronger pick, because that's primarily why I'm picking Canelo Alvarez by decision, because I think the fight's going to be just like the other two. It's going to be highly competitive and really too close to call, but in the end, they're going to give this one to Canelo. If it's close at all, he's going to get it for those reasons. And I like
if the judges are fair,
yeah. But
if the judges are fair, what's your prediction?
Well, you really,
if Canelo worked at Walmart, and he was fighting Golovkin, who would you pick?
I'm telling you, man, it's tough to say, because I've seen fighters lose in their career when they got like a lot of fights like Canelo does. I've seen them when they lose.
Two things can happen.
One, they can either get better like Canelo did when he was much younger and Mayweather beat him, or their confidence gets shattered and they're not the same. Add to the fact that Canelo's endurance, like I said, his stamina was shit in that fight. He was loading up too much, and he wasted all of his energy. If he comes out and fights that type of fight, there's a reason why Murata didn't stay in Golovkin's chest and go to the body. Mm-hmm. And it ain't because he didn't see that it was effective. Golovkin is a master at making adjustments. That guy's got a long amateur career, and he's a genius at making adjustments. You try to get in close to his body, he's going to make you pay for it. And that's why Murata backed off his body, because he wound up paying for trying to stay there. If Canelo comes out there loading up, if he doesn't get a knockout, which, let's face it, that's anything's possible in boxing, if he doesn't land a bomb and somehow do something that no one else has been able to do, himself included, he going to pay for trying to get close to Golovkin like that. Plus, if you looked in that second fight, Golovkin's jab in the second half of that fight just tortured Canelo. He was popping him in the face repeatedly.
He's
with
on
that
the
jab.
Money with his analysis.
I love how neither one of you guys are picking Golovkin.
I got you. But for the people in the chat and everybody else,
you know what this reminds me of? In the O.J. trial, when F. Lee Bailey was grilling Mark Furman, and Mark Furman just kept pleading the fifth. Remember that? He just kept pleading the fifth. That's what you're doing to this guy, Eric. You're like freaking F. Lee Bailey grilling him, grilling Furman on the stand.
You remember the defense won that case, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
But let me say this
all. All right, my man, we're going to get running here.
We're going to get running, my man.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks.
I'm taking Canelo by decision 7-5. 7-5.
Canelo by decision 7-5.
7-5.
Yeah. I haven't found one person taking Triple G yet, except maybe some of the, who is it? Batman. I think Team Batman's taking him.
Yeah, not many people are taking Triple G.
No, maybe one or two. What did the poll say? What was the poll?
So 44% say Canelo's going to win by decision, 28% say KO, 21% say Golovkin by UD, and 7% say Golovkin by KO. So 28% say.
So almost 70, almost
Golovkin,
70, 75% almost.
And we have 75 to.
Now what is that?
28.
28. Yeah, 72 to 28.
72 to 28.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a whitewash, guys. Yeah, I think that's a whitewash.
No one's pulling the trigger right now on Golovkin.
It's because he's not going to win.
It's because of the recession. No one wants.
Because he's not going to win.
Because of the recession, really.
The recession. What's the matter with
you? I blame the recession.
Are you blaming Biden for it?
I blame Biden.
Lack of Triple G action
it's
here.
It's because of the gas prices. No one wants to take a risk.
Oh man! All right. So Georgie's the new champion because he took. I don't even remember what fight we bet on, but Georgie's the new champion. We didn't bet a pie bet on that though, did we? I'm pretty sure it was just I can't remember either. I don't think we did. I told him if I did, I'll pay it. But I don't think it was.
You bet a pie bet. Believe me, he'd let you know.
Yeah, I don't think it was.
I got about 15 emails when I lost the pie bet. Make sure you throw the pie in your face. We couldn't hear the end of it, man.
But Georgie is a new champion. I don't even remember what fight it was, but hey, it is what it is. So, B, you're picking who again?
Canelo? 7-5.
Yeah, 7-5. With fair judging, or is this just
fair judging? My scorecard, I'm going to say, will more than likely be 7-5 for Canelo.
Canelo murked this guy. I'm telling you what, Canelo's going to murk this guy on Saturday. He's
murking. I haven't given him a decision against Golovkin in two fights, so I'm curious to see if these fights are remotely similar to the first two. But I'm going to say that Canelo is going to win 7-5.
All right. Sly Tennessee says Canelo wins, but I'm betting 40 on Triple G. You know what? Listen, I can't hate on that because you stand to win a lot more money. A lot more money that way.
Yeah.
Brian, the boxing brain, says Triple G 8-4. Wow, he's going back old school to their first fight. He thinks that Triple G wins this 8-4 rather easy. I don't think so, man. I don't think so. I think Canelo's acclimated to that weight now. The 175, 168, he's going to be bigger. He's going to be stronger. Yeah, I don't see any way Triple G wins this fight. I don't see any reason. This is almost like, you know what this is almost like? This is almost like the Haney-Kambosos 2, that second fight with Haney and Kambosos. I don't see a reason for it. The only reason they're exercising is because there's a rematch clause. I don't see a reason for that fight. I really don't. I mean, it was a whitewash the first time around. I don't see a reason for this fight. This fight, if you wanted to have it, should have taken place 4 years ago.
Yeah, too late.
Too late.
But again, I'm
Golovkin's 40 years old. He's on his last legs here. You know, we all thought he lost to Derevchenko.
You know what piqued my interest? He had a beautiful performance. He had a beautiful
Murata fight. He looked good. I can't even lie about that. He looked really good. He looked good against Murata, but who could have imagined Canelo in there against Murata? You know?
That would have been a decision victory for Canelo.
He would have smashed him. Canelo would have smashed him.
He probably would have.
You know, and who could have imagined, like I said, Canelo fighting Triple G on that night? He would have smashed him. Yeah. This is interesting, though. I'll tell you what. This is interesting. Little Penny brought this up, and I was talking to you, too, about this. Triple G may have Canelo's number. He might. Is this going to be, you think it could be like a potentially like a Pacquiao Marquez?
That's what Joe Calix is saying, and he's convinced me. He's convinced me of it.
Yeah. Could be have his number. But if he had his number.
I'm not easily swayed. I'm not easily swayed. But Joe Calix, he made some good arguments.
I don't know, man.
I can be reasoned with. You know that. I can be reasoned with.
You could be reasoned with, yes. You are able to be reasoned with. Sly Tendencies, thank you so much. He said, thanks a lot, but Tank says a lot, but won't fight Haney. Any thoughts? Yeah, he's not going to fight Haney anytime soon. He's not going to. He's looking at fighting Isaac Cruz again.
Yeah, he's probably going to fight Isaac Cruz again.
Yeah, because that fight's in-house, and he'll make money off of that and everything like that. And it's like
promoter cares more about themselves than they do about him.
Yeah, and he's still with him. And he's still with him like a moron. You know,
they're protecting their own interests. And again, I know how the game is played, but at some point you gotta throw the fighter a bone.
John Rocky says I'm not betting against those special tacos from Canelo. That's right, those clenbuterol tacos that he was eating.
Please,
I think didn't he go vegetarian or vegan or whatever for the last fight?
A couple of days a week he does that. Well, he doesn't do it fully. He says a couple of days a week. He always eats fish.
So. On the official, like I said, Canelo, I think Canelo whitewashes him. I think this is a utter destruction. You think that Canelo wins also?
Raise it close decision.
So Canelo wins.
Canelo wins. But you have to add in there the raise it close decision.
No, I think just Canelo wins will suffice. All right, let's talk about the news and rumors. There wasn't much going on this week. Last night, the UFC at the UFC card, Nate Diaz fought. And beat Tony Ferguson. The guy Nate Diaz was supposed to fight came in 8.5 pounds overweight. You believe that? But anyway, Nate Diaz won his fight and says afterwards that he's going to leave MMA for a while to box. Nate Diaz is a good boxer. He boxed. He's sparred with Andre Ward. But Nate Diaz is a little bit older, and this is a different sport than MMA. How do you think he does? Or do you think he looks for, like, these exhibition fights?
I think he'll do exhibitions. I don't think he'll try to do, like, a serious...
No, I don't either.
Serious, career. I don't think he's going to try. I think he's going to try to make money. That's obviously what a guy in his position should be doing at his age.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to try to probably line himself up for a Jake Paul fight, just about just like everyone else is.
Yeah, I tell you what, Jake Paul and Anderson Silva, that's going to be a good fight.
Hey, did you see Tyrone Woodley on Cobra Kai Season 5?
No, I haven't seen it yet, so don't say anything.
I'm going to ruin it for you. Can I ruin it for you?
No, you can't ruin it for me.
Oh, it's just great.
You?
It was great.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I binge-watched it.
Binge-watched it? I'm on, I think I got like 3 episodes left, so don't say anything. Don't say anything.
Can I
spoil it? No! All right.
You didn't see Tyrone Woodley in there?
No, I didn't see. You knock it off. I didn't see Tyrone Woodley. Now I got to block the chat.
You got to stop paying attention.
What's the matter with you?
Please.
All right. Anthony Joshua, Tyson Fury earlier in the week, Tyson Fury, challenged Anthony Joshua, which kind of surprised me because I thought he was going to challenge Usyk. But he challenged Anthony Joshua because I think that's a bigger money fight. Offered him 60-40, sent the contract to Anthony Joshua. Anthony Joshua verbally accepted. Beeb, is this fight going to come off?
Well, I thought that Tyson Fury was selling Wolf tickets, trying to clout chase, trying to use Anthony Joshua's name to try to promote his fight against whoever he's going to fight in December. Kind of ironic that Tyson Fury said he wanted to come back in December, but now he's trying to have Anthony Joshua come back November 26th, December 3rd, and then Joshua won it December 17th. But now I'm hearing rumblings that Joshua is open to the December 3rd date now, too. So they've gone quiet. I don't know if they've gone quiet because of the Queen or because of they're making strides. I heard some commentator, I think it was Sam Jones, saying that things are kind of moving along with this. So they're still talking. They're still trying to work it out. So it seems like they're really making a concerted effort to make this fight.
That's a big fight. That's a huge fight.
Yeah, I know Bob Arum wanted to poo-poo it and saying things like, "Oh, I don't think they're going to put Anthony Joshua in there." Who cares if Anthony Joshua shouldn't be taking this fight right now? That's not your concern. If the fight is going to get made, let the fight get made. Bob Arum said he wouldn't stand in the way of it, but he was being a negative Nelly about the whole thing, so we'll see what happens, bro.
Yeah, I'll be interested, man. That's the fight to make. I mean, it really is. I mean, that's a huge fight. It's a huge fight in England. And it's a huge fight over here, too. I'd love to see that fight.
And no disrespect to Tyson Fury, but I'm the biggest Tyson Fury fan, but now even I'm getting sick of the BS. He's the heavyweight champion of the world. If he goes in there and he's fighting Emmanuel Char, I mean – these aren't the types of fights that you want the heavyweight champion to fight. Heavyweight champion of the world doesn't need to stay busy fights, doesn't need to get in there with guys, with all due respect, where it's going to be virtually a sparring session. That's not what the heavyweight champion of the world does. Shout out to Anthony Joshua. Always fought his mandatories, fought Usyk back-to-back. Willing to go and get in there with Tyson Fury, who's fighting the two best fighters of his era back-to-back.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't say anything negative about Anthony Joshua when it comes to, being what the heavyweight champion and being what a heavyweight fighter is supposed to be. He does what he's supposed to do.
And he won that. He won the title with 19 fights, and he won it against Prince Charles Martin. And I think he only had 18.
I think it was 16 or 17.
I think you might be right. He was very young, and did not shy away. Fought everybody.
You know, and everyone loves to make fun of Prince Charles Martin. Everyone loves to criticize him as an opponent, but what about Bermain Stiverne? Was he the creme de la creme when Deontay Wilder fought him for his title?
A lot of people favored Bermain Stiverne to win that fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people favored.
I agree with you.
Bermain Stiverne would have waxed Charles
you
Martin.
You think Bermain Stiverne's a better fight than Charles Martin?
Oh, God. Charles Martin won the title on a technicality.
Because
the guy hurt his knee. The one guy hurt his knee. Now, I'm not saying Charles Martin's not a good fighter. I mean, certainly he wipes the floor with me.
I think him and Bermain Stiverne are comparable.
I don't know, man.
Who has Bermain Stiverne ever beat besides Chris Arreola?
Yeah, but who's Martin ever beat?
He almost knocked out Lee Ortiz.
He almost knocked himself out.
What I'm saying is Stiverne is better, but how much better? How much better?
Right. I think he beats Charles Martin.
It's not like he's
climbing Mount Everest, put it that way.
When you compare Severn to Prince Charles Martin, right?
Yeah.
Okay, he's better. I'm not saying he's not better. But is he leaps and bounds above him? Is he like 10 levels above him? That's all I'm trying to say.
No, I get you. You're right.
They're comparable. They're
fairly comparable. Yeah, they're fairly comparable.
They're comparable. That's all I'm saying. I know the chat's throwing darts at me right now. Steve, what are you talking about? let the Beeb make his points before you know. A couple people knocked out Ariola, right? I get it, yeah.
Severn the second time was a cherry pick. Yeah, but, you know, I get you. And I mean, but you know, yeah, he was completely out of shape for that second fight with Wilder. He was there for a payday, I believe.
I'm just saying, besides Ariola, who has Severn ever beat? Name another name on that guy's record. So he beats Ariola, and all of a sudden this guy's like, and full disclosure, I picked Severn to beat Wilder the first fight. I did it.
A lot of people did. Yeah, a lot of people did. I had Wilder winning the fight. I picked Wilder to win that fight.
And I'm not saying he's not better than Martin, but it's not like it's fucking 10 levels above. He's better, but not by a lot.
And he did very well in that first Wilder fight. He did very well in that first Wilder fight. I mean, he did. It was a fight. Yeah, I thought Severn did very well.
I think I only gave him one round in that fight. Yeah, I don't think he won that many rounds. I thought he lost clearly.
I mean, he clearly lost. Don't get me wrong. But,
I remember only giving him like one or two rounds, and he got knocked down, and it wasn't even counted.
Didn't he get knocked down twice? I thought they counted one, but there was two.
I don't think they counted any. I disagree. Martin is way worse. I disagree. who is Severn beat besides Ariola?
Well, we can't even name a guy that Martin's beat.
What has he done? I think if Severn fought Martin right now, Martin would knock him out.
I think so too. I think so, too. Severn's retired, and he's inactive.
He's not inactive. He's still fighting.
Where?
Trevor Bryant beat him last year.
That's right. He did, didn't he?
He did.
Oh, my gosh. Martin was forced to fight Joshua because the IBF mandatory spot. Yeah, you're right. Slide tendencies is right. That is how he got it. But, you know, Anthony Joshua, when he won that title, he didn't fight. You know, he wasn't picking and choosing who he fought. I mean, he fought, like, some stellar competition.
How many fights did Wilder have before he fought Severn? He had, like, 40 fights. Yeah. Joshua had 16 fights when he fought Martin. It's a big thing. Please.
Nonita K says, Martin walks this earth like a god. There you go. All right, guys, that's about it, man. Triple G fight coming on next week. And then after that, I think Shakur Stevenson fights. He fights Robinson Cabello, I think. And then who else? Somebody else fights that. I think that's the big fight after that. So still kind of light. Still kind of light.
I got one big name that Prince Charles Martin. He's got a big six-round TKO over Gerald Washington. That's a huge win.
This is so embarrassing.
Gerald Washington.
Stop it, please.
Gave Wilder fits.
Stop it. Please stop.
You don't want to give him credit, man.
Please stop.
You don't want to give him credit.
From Boston.
Please.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for this edition of Ringside Reporter. As always, you can catch Joe Habib at jhabib1 on Twitter and find our YouTube channel at ringsidereporterlive.com. On Twitter, you can find me at ringside73. And guys, we will catch you guys next week.